What's up? Welcome to another edition of the By the Way podcast. For those who couldn't hear my so-so voice over that, this is the By the Way podcast. It is I, your host, Punchy, here to do another. It's going to be a short show. I wasn't going to do one tonight, and then I decided it's been a while. Maybe I should get one going. I've got some stuff to catch up with you on, and I'm kind of taking it for granted because I used to have Brain Stew to talk about stuff on. I used to have any variety of shows. Now I'm down to, aside from this and the Nerd Hour, which I'll get to more about that in a second, but aside from those two shows, I mean, the only general talk shows that I have are 360 and 420 and the Sully Show, and I mean, they let me talk. I don't want to get too into my own stuff on those shows because there's each show has at least four other people. So I feel like I don't want to be too intrusive and too just making it about me. I mean, yes, I will, you know, plug whore quite a bit and all, but, you know, like, it's just weird to me. I don't know. If it was shows that I was like in control of, like if I was the main guy on those shows, then I could see myself, you know, getting more in depth about myself. But like, they're not. So I just am here now doing this podcast, so I can just open up about a few things and just, you know, let people know what's been going on with me. Because again, it's been about a month since the last Brain Stew episode. So I've never really even gotten into stuff about that either, like a little bit here and there, but like I really haven't had a chance to get too in-depth about it. So there's a lot that I'm going to probably get into. I'm probably going to try to, it's 9:20 right now on Tuesday night. This is East Coast time, obviously, the only time zone that matters. It's the 23rd of September, if you're listening to this after today. That's the time stamp for you. That's how old this episode is. And I just want to get into a few things. I want to apologize first off to everybody. I mean, I've still got the help, by the way, tiny URL thing going. I'm going to post it at some point. Opie's V, the one guy who actually donated to it with $25, it's still on the GoFundMe thing there. So the money's still on there. I didn't outdraw it. I'm going to get to you in a few. See, I mean, if you want me to use it towards equipment still, cool. If you want the money back, I'll give that back to you as well. I'm still going to keep the thing going, but I just like with the other one, the film school one that I did, not one dime donated has been taken out of that account yet, because I'm actually keeping it there until I actually use it for what the intended purpose is. If anybody doubts that, I'll even screen cap it. I'll timestamp and screen cap that shit. But I just, so, you know, Opie's V, when you're listening to this, just, you know, I'm going to reach you if, you know, I mean, it's been a while since I did try to do that thing. I mean, it's still active, I'm pretty sure. So I'm going to wind up eventually bringing it back up. But I mean, if you want your $25 back, I can definitely do that. You know, see if they're able to do that, if that's the case. Because I don't want to be one of those guys who, you know, gets money from a crowdfunding and then doesn't use it for the intended purpose, or kind of burns the audience. And I'm not making any pot shots. I'm not talking about anyone in particular. I mean, you people might think they know what I'm talking about, but I could be talking about the Tim Lambesis thing, where the people who put in the money for the Austrian Death Machine CD, now he's in jail for a while for trying to get his wife killed by a hitman, and now ex-wife, obviously. Or Mark Hunter of Chimera, who's like, yeah, we were crowdfunding our last CD, but the band broke up now. But if I ever make another band, the perks will still, but no one's going to care about your new band, Mark. But that's the thing. So, like, you know, I just don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be like those two idiots and doing that. Now, it's been a weird while for me. I do want to get into a few things here, all right? I'm not going to get into too in-depth about a few things in this next segment, but I feel like I should probably explain myself a little bit here. I haven't done this show in a while. It's probably been over a month now at this point. And I feel like I had good reason, especially when the last episode, I would have to actually go to Podomatic and double-check when the last episode was posted. July, end of July, because there was a lot of stuff that went down. Again, I'm not going to rehash it. All that stuff's been said, done, the stuff that led to me kind of just taking it back and taking a little bit of time to myself and just kind of looking back and seeing what's been more important to me in life in general. There was a little incident that happened. I myself didn't wind up doing anything that should have gotten me in trouble, but I kind of got hammied in that situation. And again, I'm not bitter about it. I'm speaking matter-of-factly. I mean, I got a talking to from a lot of people about it. Again, though, even though I didn't do anything, and maybe that was the point, but whatever, it's said and done. But I'm mentioning it only as part of my framing for what went down. And that started kind of like a chain of events that just led to me realizing I wasn't as into doing radio. I mean, I stay with, you know, and listen, the reason I didn't just say fuck it and left all radio was because the absolute loyalty to me shown by, by the 360 crew, the Sully Show crew, they had my back. They told me, like, if I needed time off, whatever, and they publicly had my back. So, and that's awesome. Not saying I was taking a full-on beating. I mean, there are some people who probably still give me a little shit because of some stuff that went down, but whatever. It was a mess. I got through the mess, but, you know, I'm on those shows. I enjoy doing those shows, and they were extremely loyal to me, so I'm going to show that loyalty back to them because that's how we do. Now, here's one other thing I do have to point out here. Because of all that, I decided a bunch of things. I just needed a little time off. You know, just to do a few things, just to work concentrate on a lot of things. Now, the one thing I want to also point out, sorry, I got a text here. Sorry. This is definitely going to be a short episode. So, anyway, sorry. I got a text. I'll talk about that why later. But, I've been not really wanting to do much radio. I've been wanting to kind of tune that down. Because I love radio, but my main love is comedy, like doing comedy. That I've missed that for a year of not having a car. And that year without a car just crushed me in so many ways. So I finally got a car back a few days later after that By The Way podcast was posted, the last one. And I was able to just start doing comedy again. It's been amazing. And I decided after Brainstew ended, I taken time off from most of my shows. I needed time away from radio. I have so many things I want to do and very, very little time to do it. So I needed to just get that out of the way and just go through and do my thing. Now, I do want to bring up something since I've had a car and since I've been back to doing comedy. One defining moment for me. One thing that changed how I kind of look into how I approach doing comedy was my set at More Like Radio Live too, because I thought, like, some people were trying to give me the whole, oh no, you did fine, you did fine. I thought I was like dog shit there. I don't think I was as bad. I don't think I was bad during the roast. I think a lot of people expected more from me, but fuck it. I thought I had a decent set there. I don't think anybody really sucked there, but I had a better set than I was given credit for. And that's not an ego thing. I had faith in what I wrote, and my delivery wasn't down. But then again, I mean, doing a roast is kind of like doing a stand-up set, so you've got to really have your timing down. And at that point, when I did that in MLR Live, I had probably maybe done 5 days of comedy after a year off. So maybe I shouldn't be as hard on myself, but that's my thing, is being hard on myself. So that's going to be a very, very big theme for the rest of this shortened episode. So, I was embarrassingly awful at that event. I was way too inside. I tried to do goofy bits. And I don't want to be one of those guys who, like, I don't want to let my genius speak. But I didn't have enough faith in myself to, as far as being ready to do an actual show. What I should have done was not do my set there and just kind of chilled there as kind of radio show host, being the fun radio guy, chilling, and then waited till next year's event. when I would be much more fine-tuned and ready to go. And it just, it made me realize that to just take it more seriously, to not, you know, to not do goofy insidey stuff, to do it like I want to make it my career, because that and film are the two things. I love radio, but again, that and this and film, comedy and film are my two things that I kind of want to be the backbone of what I am. So it was almost crushing. I was hard on myself. For those who follow me on Twitter, I was beating myself up over that. And I you know, maybe I shouldn't have. Maybe I was overreacting. I don't know. Joe Conte was great talking to me about that. You know, Dave and Dan from the Cousin Joe Show, who are also both really funny comics, they were very good at talking me down from the ledge with that. The figurative ledge. I mean, you know, I actually kind of amuse myself sometimes, so I don't mean literal ledge. So, but it just made me take it more seriously and made me realize I want to put more effort into it and become better at it and get to where I want to be, where I should be at this point without the loss, had I not lost a year. So I've been just kind of working my ass off and, you know, getting better and better. I feel like I'm getting close to where I was before I lost the ability to drive the shows regularly. I've been literally doing probably 3 to 4 shows a week. And then sometimes 5, because some nights I actually double up and do 2 in one day, which is great. I love it. There's been some things I've been doing recently with that too. I've been working for the Comedy Shop. It's a company in Jersey run by James, who runs JJ Comedy along with Joe Conte. And it's not me doing stand-up yet, but stay tuned on that one. But I wound up, you know, I'm seating tables. I'm learning how shows are run, which is amazing. How to worry about doing seating and all that. I've done the seating for 2 shows there already. The first one actually had Mike Gaffney headlining, and had this guy Gordon Baker Bone, who's freaking hilarious, very funny guy. I actually see him every Monday when I go to the open mics in Kenilworth at 10th Street Live. And Ken Krantz is the host, very, very witty, very smart and sharp comic. It was awesome. Joe Fernandez, who's very funny, was hanging out there. Joe Conte always works those shows. So it was cool to see all them. You know, also just people that I'm meeting now, like Ted Daniels, who I've been talking to, especially like about hosting, because that's the next thing I'm going to learn is actually hosting a room, being an MC, because that's kind of like the next progression. That's kind of where you start getting your foot into the door with rooms. I don't want to be that guy who becomes very picky about the types of sets they do. I want to do my 5 to 10 minutes of genius. No, I'll host. I don't care. I want to get better at it. So I'm going to start at open mics and asking people if I can just host and get better at that and work on that. So I kind of want to work on the little things that I've been neglecting before I crashed my car and then hadn't had a chance to work on since then. This week, last week was John Valby, which was a crazy experience. First off, very funny. I mean, very funny and kind of like a third grade laughing at someone saying Peckerway, but it works because there's a lot of people who love that. There was a weird mix of people. I actually ran into 2 people that I used to work with at different jobs who are dating each other. How weird is that? One from Target and someone who actually helped train me at my current job. So that was weird. I couldn't believe it. I was kind of flabbergasted by that one. But there was a guy who looked like Tom Savini meets Robert De Niro in Cape Fear, who was like there with his son, who looks like he listens to way too much Pantera, like more Pantera than even J.J. Stoner could tolerate listening to. So that was entertaining, and they were all going along with it. Then like they would bring up like 6 women to the stage from the crowd, and they would all partake, and it just, body parts were shown, you know, rude things were said. It was a fun time. Got to talk to Ted Daniels and Joe Conte as well during the day. Got to hang out with them and James. They're all just really cool people. It's great. I'm in my glory. So, today, again, Tuesday the 23rd, because it's still Tuesday the 23rd, I got a message from James. And basically, here's what it said. I don't know why I'm reading the message, but no, you know, fuck it. I'm not going to read the message verbatim. I'm not someone who's into the whole invasion of privacy thing. What I will do, though, is paraphrase. And my paraphrasing of that is basically this. Hey, do you want to work the shows with Andrew Schulz next week? It'd be 5 minutes and bring your A game. I said, yes, and will do. And now, I'm not that confident. I don't know why I worded it like that. but I worded it like that for some reason. But so I'm going to be opening for Andrew Schulz. For those who don't know who Andrew Schulz is, I'm gonna bring up the show flyer because it's just one of those days, and I'm gonna read off some of his credits because he's actually like I haven't seen him do stand up, but I've heard of a lot of his credits because he's on a lot of MTV shows. He's on Guy Code, he's on Girl Code, he was on a bunch of other MTV projects, which I'm loading up the credits now. So those you might recognize him from that. The Hookup, Jobs That Don't Suck, Guy Court, Hip Hop Hollywood Squares. He's been on all those shows, and he's opening. No, he's not opening. I'm opening. I'm opening for him, and it's going to be entertaining. I mean, it's going to be fun. I feel like it's going to be the type of crowd that I could do well in front of. And it's not that I just want to perform in front of crowds that I'm locked to perform in front of, but when I'm working for a room that's an actual room and it's not an open mic, I kind of want to have my next show in front of a crowd be in front of a room that I feel is going to be receptive to my kind of humor. And it's 5 minutes. I can just put my very, very best stuff on there and not have to stretch time. So it's good. It's a good way to kind of wean myself in there, especially considering my experience level. So I've got that going on, and it's going to be great. For those of you in the New Jersey area, I'm going to plug. It's Saturday, October 4th. There's a 7:30 show and a 10 o'clock show. From what I've been told, I'm going to be on both shows. So I'm going to be the opener for both of those shows. So if you can't make it for the 7:30, there's always the 10 o'clock show. It's jjcomedy.com for tickets, or you can, for more information, call 866-552-6633 and then extension 1. Boom. At $15 for the tickets, 2-item minimum from the comedy menu per person, just so you guys know. Now, and I got that opportunity. Thursday, I'm actually going to be working clean. How freaking strange is that? I'm not a dirty comic per se when I do comedy, but I'm also not completely clean. When I curse, I make references to things, and I'm not clean, but I'm not dirty. I'm in that weird middle ground. And so I've got to like clean up some of my material so I don't alienate the audience and get the booker in trouble, because the booker, Rocco Romeo, is a good guy. I don't want to get him any heat with them, so I don't want to get him in trouble, and I want to get future bookings with this group. So I'm gonna have to be a good boy on Thursday. So tomorrow, because I haven't done any stage time since last Thursday, because I, between other things that I'll mention and just being sick I haven't been able to do stage time since last Thursday. So Wednesday I'm doubling up. I'm going to be at a free show in Garwood and then an open mic after that. But Thursday, and then Thursday is that show, that clean show. Also, Sunday, October 5th, I'm going to be doing a bringer at the Comedy Cove. So if you can't make the Andrew Schulz shows, hit me up about how to get involved in that bringer for the Comedy Cove to make me look good, to show that I can actually draw. And hey, if you're a buddy of mine who's listening to this and you live close to me, I will fucking drive you to the show. We can hop up in my shitty car and we will drive there. I don't care. I just got to get people to this place. So, because I want to actually do the stage time. Now, that sounded very beggy of me, didn't it? Very, very beggy of me. But still, it's what I got to do. I've got to actually start giving a shit as far on the promotions end of this whole business. That's the only way I'm going to actually make it anywhere in this business. So I've got to be conscientious of that. And while I'm being conscientious of that, I've got to be conscientious of not burning through friends. So it's that kind of catch-22 in comedy. Upcoming show plugs there. And again, working that room for the Comedy Club. And again, I'm working, there's a show that I'm working, but I'm not performing at for J&J Comedy or, the comedy shop. It's going to be this Saturday, and Jackie Martling is headlining. And Johnny O, who is also at MLRIF 2, is going to be, kind of like the opener for that before Jackie Martling comes up. And there might be one other person on there, I'm not sure, but I think it's either just Johnny O and Jackie, or it's going to be someone else on there as well hosting. And it's going to be fun, man. It's going to be great. It's a fun time. I love hanging out with that group. They've got some big shows announced in November. They've also got Bob Kelly in October, which is going to be exciting. I know they've got shows with Bonnie McFarlane and Nick DiPaolo in November. And I think there's another one, a huge get that they're working on, too. That room is going to be bumping that month. So again, if you want to go see Jackie Martling, because I know I've got some Howard Stern fan listeners. Some ONA fans might not be as much into him, but if you want to go see him, check it out. Check out the show, jjcomedy.com, to order the tickets. You can go there. You can say what's up to me. Like, no one who listens to my shows has done that yet. You should go up there and say what's up to me. Or at least if you're not going to go this week, go next week to one of the shows so you can see me perform. I promise I will be better than I was at MLR Live 2. Much, much, much better. My delivery is much better than it was back then because I've been just constantly working it. I kind of like the whole thing of being like just being driving to shows pretty much every day and doing them. Now, one aspect of my life that's been getting a little better, but you know, it's conflicting. It's going to conflict with comedy at some point, I'm pretty sure. I've been, you know, trying to date. I think we've known this. If you listen to Brain Stew, the last couple months of Brain Stew, you heard me talking about that. You've heard me talk about it at length on this show, especially when I've had female guests on who are like, stop being an idiot, Punchy. Stop being you, pretty much, when it comes to, like, just the utter lack of confidence and ability to not lose your shit with gaps of time between things. So, so I went on one Thursday before my show. I drove down from my job to a place in Clark, New Jersey. That was about an hour drive. It was a fun time. You know, it hit it off. It was great. Then I had a comedy show, so we left, you know, ended on a good note. I'm still talking to this one. Doesn't mean I'm not losing my shit, because two things I don't handle well. I don't handle things going well that good at all. Not at all. And I don't handle waits between stuff like, you know, just like dates and, you know, good things in general. I just can't handle waiting for things. So what happens is I'm positive, and then my mind starts to think and think and think and think and think. It'll be like, eat, sleep, overthink, repeat. Eat, sleep, overthink, repeat. And then it just turns overthink, 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 repeat. Overthink, overthink. It does that. My mind is just constantly going for one reason or another, so depending on what's going on. And in this case, it just happens to be comedy and dating and just the fact that my job is slowly sometimes wearing me down mentally at points. So, I'm the best yet worst at it. Because I'm very good at like the actual date, but I don't handle that weight well. And a lot of it's my fault. I admit that a good chunk of this is me just being irrational about things. I get it. I know. I know that I need to just settle down a little bit and relax and let things happen, just enjoy the ride, but I'm not good at enjoying the ride. I'm just so used to things going not so well, whether it be my fault or not. Usually it's my fault. A lot of times it's also not my fault, though. So, you know, it's a catch-22, so I'm not used to things going all that well. And so now, here we are now, and I'm just, and there's a second one. Already agreed to, hasn't happened yet, because, well, two reasons, actually. One, a medical reason that I'm just waiting to heal up and so I can go back out there, and two, money, pretty much, because I didn't realize how expensive this is, doing this stuff is. So, it was $50 for dinner. I didn't realize how expensive a bar/restaurant could be. And the next one, I already said, well, we're going to go to the AMC Dine-In, forgetting that it's $17 per ticket plus the food. So I'm like, all right, I've got to wait till my next paycheck to do this one. I might try to do something like low-key, like coffee or something before. Like maybe on Sunday after the Sully Show, I'll go there and just be like, hey, let's just meet up and chill and talk. And then we'll do something Friday, too, hopefully. Or Thursday, or maybe just do Thursday dinner again before I go to an open another place. Obviously, I'm not like, let's go to the same place we went to the first time. No, but I'll meet you down there. We'll go somewhere else. You know, maybe I'll do that. Maybe that'd be a good idea. I don't know. Again, I don't know how to handle this. I overthink things. Again, hi, have we met, everybody? So, but yeah, we talked about a lot of things. This one, I'll do the checklist. This one also is on the lower end of losing a lot of weight, so is much thinner than she used to be, kind of like me. So that's one common ground. Likes a lot of nerdy things. We spent probably a half or three quarters of the conversation talking about Doctor Who, and then talking about comics and movies. Bill Murray. We were talking about Bill Murray stories. How great is that? Wrestling a little bit. She's not into wrestling now. She used to be back in the day and would actually help do backstage work for Ring of Honor, which obviously scored huge points with me. It was a fun, loose conversation. I didn't make any moves because it was a first date. That's how I roll. I'm old school like that. It's how I do. But, you know, it ended on a nice note, so maybe I'm being paranoid, and maybe I'm just thinking that I'm just expecting the wheels to fly right off. And then to the point where if I keep thinking that way, maybe they will start flying off. You know, because here's the thing, like, I text a lot. Like, I don't text, I'm not, like, a clingy texter, but I'm chatty when I'm like, comfortable with people. So if I'm comfortable with someone, I'm sure there's a few people listening to this who know what I'm talking about. But when I initially get comfortable around someone, I will not shut up, whether it be talking-wise or whether it be sending out texts. I am a massive texter. So it's not like I'm being, like, clingy, like, and possessive. I'm just like, hey, I want to talk. What's up? How are you doing? I'm bored. I'm like that. But then at the same time, when the person I'm doing this with is someone that I'm, like, going on dates with or something like that, I start to be like, am I texting too much? Should I stop now? What's going on here? Why am I sending this out? What's going on here? Why am I doing this? I'm going to mess it up if I keep doing this too much this often. Why? No, why did you send that? You just sent another one 2 hours ago. What's going on here? She's not a good text. She admits to not being that great at texting or, you know, keeping up with text messaging. I get it. I mean, most people aren't like me, where they're an over-obsessive texter. But the thing is, though, I know that fact. Like, I was told ahead of time, listen, she even pauses, I'm sorry, I'm not good at texting. And I still am, like getting paranoid a little bit. Because I'm like, all right, I'm already starting to wear thin on this one. What's going on? I'm already hitting the panic button before there's reason to hit the panic button. It's way too early for that. I attribute it to the fact that I'm just used to things going so horribly wrong that I don't know how to deal with anything going remotely well. I'm not suited for it yet. I haven't had that experience. It's going to be weird when it does. It's going to be awkward. That might make it fun at some point, but not when leading up to it. You know, it's going to be just stressful. And now, with the recent booking that I've got, you know, the huge booking, I'm gonna be just even more nervous. So I kind of can't wait to get the next date or two out of the way. I'm gonna try to get at least two or three in the next couple weeks, because I don't want to have to do one Friday and then have to wait 2 weeks again, because Comic-Con is the week after. So I kind of want to get a couple in, you know, in there. But I don't know. It's weird getting into this, just talking about it again. Because I feel like I'm whining on air is what I'm doing, or just showing way too much about myself. But again, I'm always worried that the wheels are going to fall off. I get momentum, and then the wheels are just going to come right off, as if it's a car that I try to maintain. I don't maintain my cars. I'm sure one of my wheels will literally fly off at some point, and if it happens, I'm fucking psychic, and then I'll need to get lottery tickets or some shit like that. Get out of this. Just shit. So, there's that. You know, like, and again, there's people telling me, calm down, just enjoy the ride. I'm trying to. I am literally trying to enjoy the ride, but I'm having a hard time doing it. I have a weird, messed up mentality. I probably should have, you know, maybe gotten help for it, maybe therapy. That might have been, you know, I'm a nice guy. I come off as happy, but I can be very negative when I think there's reason to be negative, and it's not always reason to be negative. I'm trying to calm it down, but maybe I should have gotten help a long time ago about it. I don't know. I think the main reason I haven't is because I'm very skeptical about, like, that, because a lot of their cures for a lot of this are medication, and especially since going back to straight edge, I don't want to mess with that. I've seen what that kind of stuff does to people. I've kind of seen it firsthand, what substances do to people, for those who don't know. I've got numerous relatives who've had drug addiction and then have been given prescribed drugs to get off those drugs, but now they're addicted to those ones that they were prescribed. So it's a weird, never-ending cycle. I'm sure they'll invent something. Hey, you're on this to get off that. Now you need to get off that, though. So here's this to get off that, and then you get another thing to get addicted to get you off of one thing. And basically, it's not helping someone get off something. It's making a new addiction that's stronger than the other addiction, and thus they stop doing that addiction. That's all it is. That's what it is. It's keeping the herd going forward is what it is. So I don't know. I'm very skeptical. I know it's different. Like, it'd be mood altering, and that's what I'm scared of too, because I feel like part of my charm, despite my emotional and mental shortcomings that I have, part of my charm is the fact that I am what I am. So I'm a mess when I'm waiting for things, but when I'm with someone, I'm awesome. I will admit, I will give myself that much credit. I am the least smooth. I'm the most smooth, low confidence guy, or the least confident, smooth guy. I haven't decided yet, but either way, I'm very good talking on a date and then listening as well. I'm very good at it. It's just getting there and going from the first one to the second one that I've had an issue with, that I've had problems with, because I can be flaky, especially when I was trying this and had no car. That was ridiculous. I've had a couple where I could have went on a date and I just didn't because I didn't have a car, and I kind of dicked around. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I was going to go down, but this happened. Like, you know how many times I had to do chores for my mom to get out of revealing that I didn't have a car at the time? Like, you know how many times I did that? I did that quite a few, actually. Oh, yeah, you know, my mom needs help with this. I got to help her fix the washer and dryer. I don't know how to fix a washer and dryer, but I said it anyway. So, yeah, it's just the little things like that that I do that just show why I'm not meant for certain things of this world at the time. But now I feel like I am, and I'm trying. And this one, like I said, I'm still doing the... Actually, I haven't stopped doing the checklist in this one. Another thing I like is that this one doesn't wear makeup. It's, like, natural and still, like, looks like, cute in my mind. And that's a great plus, because I always make fun of people. Like, I got to put my face on. I love making fun of that because I find it ridiculous. So I appreciate that. I know it's not just for you. Like, I know it's not... I know that's her personal choice. I'm just appreciating that personal choice. So... again, we had a fun time, and great food at the place, and there's the part of me that I should be listening to that is optimistic about everything, and this is going to be fun, you're going to go on another one, you're going to have even more fun, which I want to point out, because I know she's not going to listen to this, because I'm not going to tell her about this episode, being up there yet, but my thing is, I make sure I get at least the long hug to show that there's interest still there. And then, like, she did the whole kind of long hug and kind of put the, tilt the face, towards mine, almost like a cheek kiss type thing. I don't know what it is, what that is, but it's first date stuff, second date, I go for the handhold, and hold on 1 second, guys, I will be right back. All right, guys, I'm back. For those who don't know, I've been recording this episode, but, I do want to point out the fact that I may have ended up having to pause for about an hour or so because I had a phone call, and it was a nice phone call, which, oddly enough, it is involving what I've been talking about. It's weird when you get, like, that feeling that the wheels are coming off, and then all of a sudden something happens, and now you don't feel that way anymore. I had a real fun conversation. So, see, you guys are hearing me talk about my life and update my life in real time, pretty much. So it was a fun, nice conversation, and, still hitting it off, so that's good. And that's funny that it came right as I was talking about the fact that I was worrying about the wheels, like, falling right off, because that's what I usually do. And, again, this is proof that maybe I should not think that much. Maybe I should just kind of change the way I think about things with this, like, just enjoy the ride. I feel like a lot of people should do that, but I feel like I especially should start doing that, because I might miss out on a lot of great things or prevent myself from experiencing a lot of great things, because I am just the way I am. It's not like I can just turn it off, but I should, if that makes any sense whatsoever. I hope. I don't know. I'm not going to keep you guys too much longer because it's Tuesday night. I want to listen to Dutch and Rice for a bit before bed. I'm just going to go off that because I kind of derailed myself. It was a good derailing, though, for a good reason. I don't know. Like, maybe I am doing better at this than I thought I would. Sorry, I'm getting a text here. So anyway, maybe I'm doing better at this than I thought, and maybe I shouldn't worry and stop being negative Maybe that'd be a good idea for me. Maybe that I should. Maybe. Definitely should. So there's that. And I'm going to go to the next thing. A couple other things. And I'll just, you know, go off into the sunset and listen to very funny radio, very entertaining radio, the Dutch and Royce. So New York Comic Con is in a couple weeks. Now, I haven't gotten my badges yet, so I don't know what the deal is. I sent an email to the New York Comic Con people because I haven't gotten mine. Dave hasn't gotten his. Ariel hasn't gotten hers. The only three who were given approval. So who knows what's going to happen there, but I'm excited for it. There's a lot of cool people there. And it's going to be the last big thing I do before a couple big future things happen that don't involve comedy or radio or dating or employment. First thing being that I might be moving soon. Might be moving to a house with with a friend and a friend of his. You know, it's going to be on a lake, so that'll be fun, you know. Also, I will be... actually, before I get to that part, I will point out, too, that the phone call that I just had, I scheduled the second date. So, go me. Anyway, what I was saying... fuck it, I'm going to go to this. A week, not this Friday, but a week from this Friday, I will be going on another date. So, go me. I'm pretty proud of myself right there. And from what I heard on the phone conversation, I think I'm doing pretty well. Anyway, going back to... Sorry, I'm scatterbrained right now. I'm trying to keep focused. I'm going to be moving. I'm going to be living on the lake, which will be fun. It'll be great, especially not during the wintertime so much, but more so during the summertime. And it's with a friend of mine, and I'm out of where I am now, so that'll be a plus. And I checked, even with my current job, I can still afford that and still being able to afford doing comedy and saving some money here and there for my eventual move. Because I do want to, at some point, move to the city. Because eventually I'm going to have to for comedy and when I start doing movie stuff down the road. Because I'm also going to want to do a film class as well. I'm probably going to try to save $500 for that as well to get the ball rolling on my films, the film aspect of what I want to do in life. And, there's that. And I've got a car now, which is fun. I'm doing more stuff. I'm experiencing more things, which I think is going to help me creatively and just in general and just kind of broaden my horizons. So I'm happy about that. And, things are looking up. It's funny. I started recording in a negative frame of mind, and now I'm, in a good mood. Maybe I should just get, do calls, have phone calls like that every day, as I'm about to do radio or do comedy. And then I'm confident and up there, and I'm not just mopey and moany and things always go wrong. So maybe I should just do that in general. But, big things in the future. I've got to say, I will point out, too, the future of this show. I didn't get into this yet, but I do have it listed as talking points here that I'm going to update you guys on the distribution of this show. The next time you hear an episode of this show, it is going to be via the More Like Radio feed because I am bringing the show to More Like Radio. I'm changing things. If you guys want to hear it on the MLR stream, the first airing every week is going to wind up being Saturday nights because I'm going to pre-tape that along with the Nerd Hour. Instead of the Nerd Hour for 2 hours, I'm keeping it at 1 hour, pre-taping that 1 hour, and at the same time, putting a pre-taped episode of this show at that second hour afterwards. Or maybe I do a two-hour episode, and that's a three-hour block of my shows. I don't know yet, but so we've got that, and... So I'm going to be bringing this show to More Like Radio at some point. Next episode you hear will be part of the More Like Radio family. It'll be the More Like Radio debut. So I'm going to try to line up a good interview for that one. I'm going to try to keep it at an hour. I might just be like, fuck it. Just give me 3 hours. I'll do an hour and a half each show, and that'll be it. But that is it as far as talking about the future of the show. Now... I want to say thank you guys who are listening and who are supporting and who have been supporting and listening this whole time. You guys make it awesome. You guys make it great. Especially the people that I've talked to through these endeavors doing this. Hips are punchy. Check out my shows on MLR. Peace.